You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and today I am joined by Sarah from Angel Eyes NI, a charity based in Northern Ireland, and Sarah has come to tell me all about it. Thank you very much for joining me. First of all, can you just give us a little introduction for anybody who doesn't know what Angel Eyes NI do and what they're about?
Hi, Ellie. Thank you so much for having us. So, yes, we are a small local charity based in Northern Ireland, and we are really striving for equality for blind and partially sighted children. So that's our focus. We are completely focused on our children and their families. So we provide three kind of strands of support to our local community here: education advocacy, so that helps parents, families, children, young people access the kind of education they would like, and we support them through that process. We also provide family support, very much in partnership with our R&IB, Northern Ireland Children and Young People's team, as well as Guide Dogs and Sense. So we kind of take a collaborative approach towards family support, which means that families really do get a very comprehensive kind of support. And we also provide accessible events for our children, activities and events. And that's a very important strand of what we do. We have a lot going on. We're a small team. We have a team of five, two full-time, three part-time members of the team, all very passionate. And we're really busy supporting about 400 children, young people every year.
Wow, that's a lot for five people to support. With all the different things that you're doing, what are some of the things that go down well, best with the children? Because obviously every child, and every child with sight loss in particular, has very unique needs and is in a very unique position along with their family. So what are the kind of things that you do in these groups that go down well?
I suppose one of the things that we're really passionate about is giving children, young people the skills to be able to access the kind of activities that they want. We always talk to our community to find out what it is that they want. But I suppose specifically over the last year, being in lockdown, there was real nervousness because of Zoom and online not being as accessible perhaps as a face-to-face for our children and young people. So we were really keen to adapt our services to meet the needs. And as a result, we would do more and more one-to-one sessions with our children and young people that have sight loss as well as additional needs. And those have been really successful. And, you know, I know everybody talks about getting back to normality, but actually I think a lot of us have reflected and learned from the last year. And there's a lot that we've learned through the last year that we'll take forward. And doing one-to-one sessions has worked really well with our more complex needs children, and specifically around music. We work with Open Arts. Again, that we've seen a massive demand for this early years service. And I think that's because everybody's been in lockdown. So helping parents and families with, you know, any kind of support for their visually impaired child, I think has been really well received. On the other hand of that, we do family and parent workshops, and we've seen greater numbers attend because we've gone online. So that gives people, anybody that's familiar with Northern Ireland from Enniskillen, the opportunity to go to an event in Michaelfeld or Belfast, and so that they can sign on. Our parents, you know, have fed back to us that not having the childcare and not having those travel, you know, barriers have really helped them engage. So so I suppose if you were to ask me what's the number one activity that's requested time and time again, it would absolutely be baking, and that's from the boys and girls, and I'm not sure whether that's because there's something to eat at the end of it, but but that would definitely be one of the big things. I suppose the worrying thing for us through the pandemic and the lockdown is that we've seen a widening gap of inequality for our blind and partially sighted children in education, and that has been reflected in the research that we've done. And we published a report in July 2020 at the beginning of lockdown, and we didn't realise that then that we were going to have an uphill struggle from there.
You made some really interesting points in that, especially interested in the point of getting people from different places across Northern Ireland, because I understand that it can be quite rural in places and people can be quite spread apart. And having that sort of connection virtually has been really important to people through this whole time.
Yes, absolutely. And it really has just widened that community. But I suppose the other hand, as a small charity, you know, every penny counts for us. So things like being able to speak at conferences, Ellie, in the UK, in England, that I would not have been able to do before because of the travel costs would have been prohibitive. And also that we've been able to get amazing speakers here to Northern Ireland via Zoom for our families, that again, travel would have just made that cost prohibitive. So yes, I think there's so much that we can take forward. But as I say, we're all really, really excited about getting back face to face.
How you've got a birthday coming up?
Absolutely. So it's just great timing because it's our birthday today. So we're 14 years old today, the organisation. So yes, and we very much did that with the support of RNIB all those years ago when they loaned us out their board room to hold our first meeting. And we had 12 families that came along, and really that sowed the seed to start a parent-led organisation as we realised everybody was getting different levels of support. And I suppose you don't know what you don't know, and you know, there's an expectation that that you'll be given lots of advice and support, and you know, from our statutory support services, and that doesn't always happen. So yeah, so we're absolutely delighted to be 14 years today, and we're really proud of everything that we've achieved. So yes, absolutely.
Well, a very happy birthday to you. Where can we find out more about Angel Eyes NI?
So yes, if you want to find out more about us, please go to our website, which is www.angeleyesni.org, or you can look up our Facebook page, which is Angel Eyes NI on Facebook, and see more about us, find out more about us.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Ellie. Thank you.